Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Edwards Heritage Consulting. Edwards Heritage Consulting focuses on helping you discover your heritage and roots and is passionate about family, heritage architecture, and genealogy. For more information, contact Helen by email, heritagelady@gmail.com. Again, that's heritagelady@gmail.com. Let her know you found her from OTR Westerns. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be Gunsmoke. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad, the story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal, the first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Somebody's coming to Dodge looking for you, or that you gotta go somewhere and look for them. Either way, it spells trouble.
Well, if it wasn't for trouble, Doc, I wouldn't have a job.
Well, then you ought to quit. It's a poor thing when a man has to make a living off of other people's trouble.
Uh-huh. Tell me something, Doc. How long has it been since anybody came up to you and told you how good they were feeling?
Yeah. You know, I hadn't thought about that. I guess we are pretty much alike after all, man.
Uh-oh. Hold up here, Chester.
Yeah? I got it, Mr.
What are you looking so glum about, Chester? What does it say?
You better read it yourself. Kind of private line.
Huh? U.S. Marshal, Dodge City, Kansas. Coming to get married. Noon train. Saturday. Meet me. I'm Mavis McLeod.
Oh, Mavis McLeod, huh? Oh, that's a right pretty name, Matt. She pretty, too?
Mr. Dillon, you really gonna get married?
Oh, you're pretty foxy, Matt, keeping us so quiet.
Now, wait a minute, you two. If you're all through talking, I'll tell you something.
Oh, now, quiet, now, Chester. Don't say anything. Listen, we're important.
I'm listening.
All right. Now, this may be kind of a shock to you, but... Well, as my two closest friends, I wanted you to be the first to know.
Yeah, don't you?
Doc? Yes, Chester? I'm not about to get married, and once more, I never heard of any Mavis McLeod.
Well, she still might be pretty.
I don't care if she looks like Lily Langtry.
But Mr. Dillon, ain't you even going to meet her?
Yeah, I'm going to meet her, but right now, let's go get some breakfast and talk about something else.
Look here, Mr. Dillon. Straight up moon, and there comes old Crane right on time.
Yeah?
I mean, it's troubling you, ain't it?
No, no, Chester. I think Crane should run on time.
Chester, that's what I mean. Hey, look. Look at there. This
what?
Kitty going into people there, see?
Chester.
Mr. Dillon, I swear I never said a word to her about this. She's probably expecting some mail or packages or something. Anyway, she never seen this. Say, How are we going to tell Mavis McCloud from anybody else?
I don't know.
Look, there's a girl. Would that be her, you think? Would that be her?
Chester, I told you I never even heard of her. How would I know what she looks like?
Well, that little girl's right pretty, Mr. Dunn. And she's the only female lady there.
Okay, let's go ask her then.
I'd judge her to be about 18, wouldn't you?
Yeah, about that.
I say she's pretty. My, she is pretty.
Excuse me, miss.
Yes?
I'm Matt Dillon.
Oh, maybe you can help me.
Well, maybe.
I'm looking for the U.S. Marshal here. Do you know him?
Well, I'm the Marshal, ma'am.
Oh, you are? Then you got my telegram.
I did. Oh, that's right. You didn't have my name on it, did you?
Of course not. How would I know your name? Oh, my goodness. Well, you didn't think I was coming to marry you, did you?
Well,
oh, how awful. I mean, how awful for you.
Well, I'm still a little confused. This is Chester Proctor. Miss McCloud.
How do you do, Chester?
Well, I'm proud to know you, ma'am. Yes, miss.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Marshal Dillon. I guess I could explain more in the telegram.
Oh, that's all right. Who did you come here to marry?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know?
Not yet. I just got here. You two are the only men I've met.
Chester.
Chester?
Go over to the depot there and see if you can find Kitty, will you?
Mister, I sure will.
Mavis, how old are you?
I'll be 19 in December.
No? So, where are you from?
I won't tell you.
Well, why not?
Because it isn't polite for a gentleman to ask a lady so many personal questions.
All right. Well, why did you send me that telegram?
Because I thought I'd be safe with the marshal helping me.
Well, helping you do what?
Get married. Oh, don't look like that. I'm not crazy. They need women out here, don't they? Well, don't they?
They need them.
And I'll make a good wife, too. But, of course, it'll have to be the right man, Marshal. I won't marry just anybody, you know. And you can stop shaking your head.
John, I found her.
Hello, Matt.
Kitty, this is Mavis McCloud.
Hello, Mavis. Welcome to Dodge.
Oh, well, thank you, Kitty.
Kitty.
I know Matt. Chester told me all about her. Don't mind the Marshal, Mavis. Sometimes he's a little slow to understand these things.
He most certainly is. Why, he's been looking at me as though I were a bug of some kind.
Kitty, you take care of her, will you? I'll go try to figure something out.
Yeah, she'll be okay.
And, Kitty, don't,
Don't worry. I won't take it as long, Branch.
Okay. You let me know if you need anything, Mavis. Besides the husband, I need. My time. She met a young fellow called Barney Wales, and 3 days later they got married. Kitty called it love at first sight, but anyway, I knew Barney, and he was a sober, hard-working cowboy who'd started a little spread of his own not far from Dodge. It was a good match. It looked like they were going to make out fine. At least I thought so. Until one day when I was sitting in my office trying to keep cool.
I'm looking for Marshal Dillon.
That's him sitting right there.
Come on in, mister.
My name's Luke Staley, Marshal.
What can I do for you, Mr. Staley?
I've come a long way.
Huh?
All the way from St. Louis. I'm looking for Mavis McCloud.
Oh. What do you want with her?
That's my business.
Well, that may be.
Where is she?
What makes you think I'd know?
She sent you a telegram from St. Louis. I knew she was headed out here somewhere, so I checked. Mavis isn't the kind to arrive in a place unknown.
I see.
You gonna tell me where she is?
Not till I know why you want to see her.
And I'll find her myself. She's on there somewhere.
She's married, Staley.
What?
She's married. Now, why don't you go on back to St. Louis and forget about it, huh?
Who'd she marry?
What difference does it make? You're not going to bother her.
We'll see about that. In the meantime, I hold you responsible.
Okay, so you hold me responsible. Why don't we settle that right now?
I'll find her first, Marshal. And after I've killed her husband, I'll come looking for you.
Well, now there's about the bloodthirstiest man I ever did see. I declare he's going to kill everybody.
He might try it, Chester. I think I better ride out and talk to Barney Wales.
No, sir, not today, you ain't.
What?
Well, Barney and Mavis is in town today. I seen them over at the Dodge house this morning. They're staying the night there.
I'll go find them there before Lou Staley does.
Marshal Dillon. Well, come on in. Hey, Mavis, it's the Marshal.
Hello, Marshal.
How are you, Mavis?
Oh, I'm fine. I mean, we're fine. Aren't we, Barney?
We sure are. You got to ride out and have dinner with us some Sunday, Marshal. Mavis here is the best doggone cook you ever saw.
Oh, it'd be strange if a girl from St. Louis couldn't cook.
Why'd you say that, Marshal?
Mavis ain't from St. Louis. At least why she never told me she was.
It doesn't matter where I'm from, does it, Barney?
Of course not. But how'd the Marshal know?
There's only one way. Lou told him.
Lou?
Yes, Lou Staley.
Well, who's he, Marshal?
I don't know, Barney. But he says he's going to kill you.
What?
For marrying Mavis.
I see. He loves you too, is that it?
No. No, not exactly.
Well, what then?
I made up the name McLeod Barney. My real name is Staley.
There's only one thing I want to know, Mavis.
Yes?
You love him?
I hate him.
Okay. Let him come, Marshal. I'll fight him.
No. You go out to your ranch. I'll take care of Staley.
I never run from a fight in my life, and I don't aim to start now.
Oh, please, Barney.
It's no use arguing. If this Staley's looking for me, he can find me. I'll go about my business like always, but I'll sure keep one eye open.
Anything to get out of this saloon for a while.
What did you want me for?
Kitty.
Hmm?
That man over there at the bar, the tall, dude-looking fellow. You see him?
Who is he?
Well, his name's Lou Staley. You ever hear of him?
No.
I thought maybe Mavis McLeod might have said something about it. Mm-hmm.
He never mentioned him. But I've hardly seen her since we got married. What's it about?
Well, Staley's kind of disappointed over Mavis getting married. Said he's going to kill Barney. And then me. And I don't know who all.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
He followed her out here from St. Louis.
So that's it. Jealous lover.
Now, Mavis' real name is Staley.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I guess Mavis kind of fooled all of us. I can understand Staley wanting to kill Barney.
Well, it's not my business how Mavis messes up her life or anybody else's, but Murder's wrong, Kitty, no matter what the cause. It's wrong.
That's Matt.
Look.
Yeah, I see her.
She's seen us, too.
Hello, Marshal. Kitty, you shouldn't be in here, Mavis.
I know, Kitty, but I had to come.
Where's Barney?
He's talking business with some cattle buyers over at the dog house. He doesn't know I'm here.
This is no place for you, you know.
Well, it's good enough for Kitty, isn't it?
Why, own the place. I explained all that to you.
Well, I didn't come here for fun. I ran into Chester out in the plaza, and he told me I'd find Ruth Taylor here. I've got to talk to him. It probably won't do any good, but I've got to try.
Allie's over there at the bar.
I know, I saw him. But I didn't dare walk up to the bar and... Not with all those men watching.
Okay, Mavis, I'll get him. No, I guess I won't have to.
I knew I'd find you sooner or later, Mavis.
I want to talk to you, Lou.
You're too late for that. I told you what I'd do, and I'm going to do it.
Lou, I want to talk to you alone.
You can go out back, Mavis. Door's right over there. Nobody will bother you outside.
Come on.
Won't do any good, Mavis. You know it won't.
I don't like this, Kitty.
Why not? Talking's better than fighting, isn't it?
Not talking isn't going to stop him. Now, there's something wrong about him. Sort of like he can't hear or see anything but himself. Like he's all alone in the world.
Well, any man in love acts like that now.
Yeah, maybe, but if I didn't think he'd just keep coming back, I'd tie him up and throw him on a train for back east.
Well, I wish you'd do something. Matt.
Yeah.
Matt, look at Mavis.
Mavis. Mavis.
Did it kill her?
No, she's still alive.
Well, you go after Staley, Matt. I'll take care of her.
I'll get Staley, Kitty. And I'm going to carry Mavis over to Doc's first. And you better come along.
Sandwich, you don't. That's the worst thing I ever heard of, shooting a lady.
Now, Doc says she's got a fair chance, Chester.
You're going to tell Barney about it and then go after Lou Staley, huh?
I'm going to do more than that.
You are? What?
You'll see.
Yeah, I hope Barney's still here at the Dodge House.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Maybe that's him standing over there. I know that one fella. He's a cattle buyer.
Oh, there's Barney with his back to us there.
Any steer that walks up here from Texas is tougher than a mule, and you know it, Addie. I got better beef than that, but you're going to have to pay for it.
Barney.
No, you don't say that first.
Hello, gentlemen.
What are you doing here, Marshal? Something wrong?
Yeah, Barney, there's something wrong.
Well, what is it? Tell me. Where's Mavis?
Now, wait a minute, Barney. Look, do you trust me?
Well, sure I do, Marshal. Of course, why shouldn't I?
Well, there's no reason, but I just want you to think about it when you wake up.
Oh.
All right, shut up. Don't interfere in something you don't know anything about. Chester.
Chester?
Go get a rope and tie him up. But fix it so he can walk. When he comes to, take him to jail.
But I don't know.
Do it.
Okay, sir.
I warned the cattle buyers there not to say a word to anybody about Barney, and then I went out looking for Lou Staley. I tried every saloon and gambling house in Dodge, and I finally gave up and went over to the jail and got Chester. It was past midnight when we entered the Dodge house once more. Had a talk with a clerk, then went up to Barney and Mavis' room.
You reckon Staley's run off, Mr. Jones?
No, he won't run until he does what he came here to do. Okay, inside, Chester.
Yes,
Stand over there, Chester, so you'll be behind the door when it opens.
Hey, you're sure going to be surprised if he does come here, ain't
he? Unless that clerk downstairs bungles it.
On my land, all he's got to do is say, Barney come in a while ago and went upstairs.
Well, it sounds easy, Chester, but he might get scared and say anything.
Well, but he's scared of a man who goes around shooting women.
The clerk doesn't know about that, Chester. Besides, Steady may be crazy, but he's armed and he's dangerous.
Yes, I guess you're right. Hey, Barney got real wild when he come through and found himself all tied up. I had a terrible time. Him with the
quiet.
Barney, you coward. Where are you?
Hold it right there, Staley.
Oh.
That's Doc's office at the top of the stairs, Barney.
He says Mavis is going to be okay, huh?
She's doing fine.
Wait a minute, Marshal.
Yeah?
About last night, I'd have found Lou Staley somehow, and I killed him any way I could, Marshal.
It might have been murder, Barney.
Yeah. I guess this is the first time I ever thanked the man for knocking me out. Let's go on in now.
Hello, Matt. Barney?
Where's Mavis, Doc?
Well, she's in the back room there. Well, except for a little fever, she's coming along fine, Barney, just fine. Of course, you'll have to stay quiet for a few days, and you can't be moving around.
Can I see her now, Doc?
Sure, you go ahead. Matt, Mavis told me about the shooting. You know what happened?
What, Doc?
She tried to take Stady's gun away from him, that's what. They were fighting over it. And it went off. He didn't try to kill her at all.
You know, it's funny about Staley.
What?
Most men would have tried to kill a wife that ran off and married somebody else.
A wife?
Yeah.
Is that so? Oh, you don't. And Mavis seems like such a nice girl.
Well, you never know, Doug.
Marshal Dillon?
Yeah.
Mavis would like to see.
Okay.
Hello, Marshal.
Mavis.
There's something I want to tell you, Marshal.
Okay.
Barney already knows. I told him yesterday after you left.
Go on.
Well, it's about Lou. I know what you think. But I've known him all my life, Marshal. And Lou was crazy. There was something wrong with him. I guess I was ashamed of it. I'd have told everybody sooner. Especially Barney.
You're not responsible for his being crazy.
No, no, wait. Lou always did say he'd kill any man I married. That's why I ran away.
Mavis, you were asking an awful lot of a husband, crazy or not.
Marshal. Lou Staley wasn't my husband. He was my brother.
What? You know, Mavis, you've been nothing but trouble to me ever since I got that telegram. And I don't ever want to see you again. Unless it's across your dining room table some Sunday.
And directed in Hollywood by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Nestor. Featured in the cast were Harry Bartell, Barbara Eiler, and Sam Edwards. Barley Bear is Chester, Howard McNeil is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty.
This is George Walsh inviting you to join us again next week when CBS Radio presents another story on Gunsmoke.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.